Merry Christmas! It is day 22 of the 25 Days of Christmas Countdown, and today's topic is Holiday Baking Party!
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. It's all about the love.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. I am here in the house today with
Dolores Davis.
And I'm Shapira Davis. And we are also joined by some friends and family, some special guests. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. My name is Treva, afraid of lightning, Craddock.
And we have...
Hi, guys. I'm Mariah Frost.
Hi, yay. Mariah. And we also have who else with us?
We have my daughter, Olive.
Yay. Hi, baby Olive. Can you say hi? Okay. Or grandma, just bump your head in the microphone. That works. That was Olive's way of saying hello.
She did.
So it is so nice to have more family here enjoying this podcast with us today as we talk about... baking party, our holiday baking party that we have every year. It's just become an annual family event that we look forward to, and
every year looks different.
Yep, every year looks different. We've had different guests every year. So what would you all say has been your favorite thing about the holiday baking party?
My favorite thing would be being around friends and family, mm-hmm. and I'm just going to be open and honest. I do not know how to bake, and even when the directions are on the package, so I like to see every, I'm there right with you.
Yeah.
So I enjoy actually watching other people bake and tasting their goodies.
Yeah, that's part of the fun is the social time, yeah. You know, even if you don't know how to bake, you know, you can either bake or you can burn.
which is true. I actually love to see the different kids that show up every single year. Yep. And I have pictures on Facebook, and my son has grown up every single year with the friends and the family that come to the holiday baking party. And I watch him every year. Mm-hmm. He's bigger and bigger, and
he enjoys it. Mm-hmm. The cookie decorating, I think, is the kids' favorite part.
The contest.
Oh, I know. We've got some competition.
Yes.
Oh, we've got some creative family members, though.
Mm-hmm.
Come out of the woodworks with this artwork. I'm not on that side. Mine is pretty basic, but yes, Mariah.
Do you remember?
Artist,
yes, Mariah. You always
Shapira
have good
always
cookies.
Goes out. So yes, we are planning on bringing out the sugar cookie decorating contest.
Yes. What's your favorite part, Mariah?
Oh, for sure, the cookie decorating.
The cookie decorating.
It's a skill.
It is. You always have really artistic designed cookies.
She took several. It was like one cookie she took so long on.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Perfected I spend a lot of time, and then I don't eat them.
But right, it's fun. Right. It's
I know.
Fun. Sometimes they're just fun to look at.
Mm-hmm. So we are baking some fun goodies this evening, and we are going to be talking about some of the stuff that we made. So, Mariah, tell us, what's your favorite thing to bake?
Banana bread. I can whip out a mean loaf of banana bread.
A mean loaf of banana
it's
bread.
It's a hidden talent.
That sounds good. That sounds good. So, what is your, when you're baking, what gets you in the Christmas spirit when you're baking?
You know, it's just the smell of sugar. You smell sugar, you think Christmas.
Yep, that's true. Sugar and spice and all things nice.
Yes.
It does get you in the sugar of Christmas.
The sugar spirit.
Oh, and look, we have a new guest that came and joined in the house today. Why don't you come say hi, Mr. Frost?
Hi, everybody.
That is Mr. Sam Frost. He came and now he's with baby Olive. We're talking about baking, Sam.
Baking?
Do you bake, Sam?
No, I do all the baking.
All the baking. But you're a baker eater, right?
Oh, yeah.
you know, Snicker salad. He does make Snicker salad.
Ooh, Snicker salad.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
That sounds pretty divine. So what about you, Dolores? What's your favorite thing to bake?
I am not a huge baker, hence, like I mentioned on the episodes prior on the Worst Cooks of America, I'm not into cooking either. So, I'm going to say, my favorite thing that I've baked at a baking party would be caramel truffle brownies with like extra caramel drizzle. Like one year I got this little mix at, I think Walmart or something. And oh man, that caramel drizzle really just made that thing.
Oh yeah, top. That was good.
Pretty soft, delicious, mm-hmm. and so I feel like you can't really mess up brownies.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Well, I have not, even though I burn water, but I can actually do pretty good.
Burn water.
You never heard that thing before?
It's possible. It's possible.
Yes, it is. I'm not that bad. I need to give myself credit. I need to just speak life into my cooking situation.
So, Treva, I know that you typically say, I'm not a baker. I don't really bake. But there is something that we are always like, ooh, Treva, can you make some more of this? So what is that specialty of yours?
Would be the strawberry pie that I make every year or for Sunday dinner, whatnot.
Are you making it this year?
I sure would. You know, I would. And the funny thing about baking the strawberry pie is the only thing that I bake is the actual crust. And I get all antsy and have a little bit of anxiety about if my crust is overbaked, if it's too dark or anything like that. But yep, strawberry pie. I cannot bake. I am probably far off worse than Dolores. I will follow the directions on the box and still get it wrong.
We know tonight that that is a fact because our sugar cookies.
Oh my God. We both stood beside each other and we talked ourselves through it and we still.
We followed the directions.
Wow. The sugar tortillas that you guys. Yes.
I call them sugar discs.
Yes. It was your own take on the sugar cookie. You guys just wanted to make them your own. Shape flat
and crispy,
yes. Flat and crispy. Yep.
Tambourines, tambourine. I was playing it like a tambourine.
Yes. So you all may be wondering if we actually can bake.
Wait, Shapiro, did you tell us about your favorite thing to bake?
My favorite thing to bake. Okay, my favorite thing to bake. I actually like to bake a lot of things, but yes, I would say that I am. A pie. I like pies and cobblers. And sometimes I like to do different kinds of cookies. But I learned this new recipe for like a banana bread, but a zucchini bread. That's really good. And I like to use extra stuff so that it's nice and flavorful and
I like all your baked goods. I've never had a complaint on your baked stuff.
No, she puts her heart and soul into her baking.
Well, we did have some blunders this evening.
Oh,
I tried to step from the normal baking vibe and do something that was microwavable.
We tried.
So
Treva, your face.
We tried this new. We won't say the brand, but it was a microwavable type of almond bark-ish that didn't go so well. How did that look, Treva?
Well, first of all, it said 120 seconds. Why? I was watching it, and I thought it was burning because I saw brown, and I was like,
yeah.
And then we saw that there was like something in the mix.
All right, so... We're going to attempt to try this right now.
This would be our taste testing.
It doesn't look
testing.
Like this is our taste testing. This is supposed to be white chocolate, right?
Yes, it is not.
It's more of a mauve. Mauve.
It's mauve
we're
chocolate.
We're quite worried.
We're a little scared.
Mother of pearl.
Okay, so everybody grab your...
Everyone go ahead and take our
your
sample.
Your mauve-covered pretzel. Okay, guys. Bottoms up. Hope you don't get sick.
So I would like to say first, because this is a recording, I would like to describe what I'm about to eat. This is a regular sized pretzel, and it's covered in the almond bark. The color is not white. It looks a little questionable. It's a little bit tan, but it here is. It goes. Let's go ahead and take
tan-ish
a taste.
Pink.
What I'm tasting is a little bit of salt from the pretzel. I'm tasting the sweetness from the almond bark.
I'm not a fan. You guys, I don't like white chocolate anyways. Why'd I do that?
I'm not going. It looks horrible. But what I'm going to say is it's actually quite tasty.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't taste bad. I mean, it tastes like white chocolate's supposed to taste.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot that I don't like white chocolate that much.
Okay, well, I like
it's
it.
It's not bad. It's just I'm not a huge white chocolate fan, but...
Okay. But I would like to say the reason why I'm hesitant to actually eat it is when Dolores put it in the microwave and began to stir it, I asked Shapira, is this supposed to be cake in the middle?
It looked like cake.
It looked like cake. Like there was...
crumbles.
Cake crumbles in it.
So if anybody knows what we're talking about, because this has happened to you before, maybe you know what product we use, but it was interesting. So our cookies now, we decorated our cookies and I have to select a winner. So let's see. We have some interesting
Okay,
designs.
Let's just talk about this. First of all, I'm proud of my work because I usually don't really go for it.
Oh,
however, you know, there are some winners in there. But the one that takes the cake is we have our very own fail. She said it herself.
Okay, so I'm looking at the cookies. We all three of us decorated these cookies, and I looked at Dolores's cookie and I was like, oh my gosh, that's a Pokemon Christmas cookie. And
oh, wait, I was talking about mine. I was talking about your cookie.
Okay, hold
on.
Okay. So
she was inspired.
Let's start from the beginning. I started my first cookie and we pulled out our decorating tools and what are these little frosting? One of them blew up in my face. It was red. It looked like it was just a catastrophe. I continued to decorate my cookie
and it just
melted and just it looked horrible. So Dolores threw it away for me and I started again. And I made this wonderful snowman. So he actually looks like Olaf. However, his eyes are a little slanted.
His smile is not.
He looks like melted Olaf or Olaf that got hit upside the head with a snowball.
His smile is, so it looks like he had a little bit of an accident and his smile is all the way to the side.
First of all, I think what it is his smile is where his ears are supposed to be.
Yeah.
So I think you turned the cookie.
Oh my goodness.
You had the smile going and then you turned the cookie the wrong.
His eyes, if I could just pick his eyes off and recenter them, I think he would look okay.
It's an interesting interpretation.
It is. So we're only saying it's a fail because she pulled up the picture and showed us what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah, we probably would have thought it was cute until we saw what she was attempting. And then we're like, oh. So.
Because I got to say, you really went for it. She's got food coloring. She went through it with the rainbow.
She
trying to make orange
colors,
when we didn't have
She made
orange.
Her colors. She was very resourceful.
Or black.
Very resourceful. So,
his mouth and his teeth are sitting way on the
definitely,
side.
You definitely get the resourceful award.
So, yeah. Let's
taste.
Fail number one. And then she's going to talk about my fail number two. But, you know. She's talking about some Pokemon cookie. And I'm looking around wondering whose cookie she's talking about.
It is a beautiful Pokemon cookie.
You guys.
What is it?
It's supposed to be a gift. It's a wrap. The bow is in the middle.
Oh,
the bow is in the middle.
Why did you think that was a Pokemon? Remember, Pokemon has the circle in the middle and then it has those like.
Wow. Yeah,
so I thought it was like a Christmas Pokemon.
You know, I guess everybody interprets things their own way.
Well, It's a diss. Thank you.
So let's just let's see if they, how taste, they taste as good as they look.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Good old sugar cookies. You can't go wrong with sugar cookies.
So let's describe the way this cookie looks. It's very light in color. Very, very thin. The bottom is quite dark and brown.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because we're eating your... Yeah. Your sugar tortillas.
I don't really care for the cookie.
Yeah. So you guys, I'd have to say, are these baking fails this evening or
no? You know what? Let's get to the peach cobbler.
let's get to the peach cobbler. Before we get to that, I would like to say something. Dolores and I would have conversations about what we were going to do. Mind you, we did not make these sugar cookies from scratch. They were pre-made. However, Dolores made the frosting from scratch, which is
I'm so proud of you.
Yes,
it is actually
actually pretty good. And I'm impressed with myself because I don't make anything from scratch. Yeah. Really.
It was good. It's great. The frosting is the best thing on the cookie.
Thanks,
the cookie
Mariah. Yeah. Thanks for the shout out.
Good job. Yeah, Mariah. Gave their recipe.
Well, because we realized we didn't have frosting.
Yeah.
How are you going to have a baking party? No frosting.
However, I do have to laugh at the fact that, I mean, you really did put the work in for this frosting because.
Oh my God.
She couldn't get the mixer to work. Here we go. The mixer was making this crazy sound, like this.
Why is it making the noise?
Because you didn't push the.
She didn't have the mixer apparatus set up all together, so as soon as she lifted the mixer
pieces just went everywhere. Just
I was in
so
a hurry.
She was like, I'm done, and then all of a sudden she comes over here like I Love Lucy with her arm
and you know what, because she did it with love. The frosting is the best thing
and
ever.
So it's great. Mm-hmm. It's great you put that extra love in there. But I think that's what I love so much about baking, you guys, is that
the stories that come along with the baking.
That it's a good time. You're spending time together as you're doing the baking. And also, like, afterwards, yeah, sometimes things don't turn out as good. But then there's times where you're like, oh, my goodness, this tastes just as wonderful as I wanted it to. And it's just like a sense, a small, tiny little sense of accomplishment after you put all this effort into making something.
You want to know
why? It turns out so great. I love it.
You want to know why our cookies didn't turn out? Because we didn't sing like Shapira sang as she mixed her peaches
and her sugar and her flour roux.
She was mixing and I was looking at her and I was like, Dolores and I didn't look like this when we were making our baking goods. We were talking about, well, what do we do? What does the direction say? Do we roll it out? Do we put it in a bowl? Do we need to spray the pan?
That's exactly
why. And Shapira's singing
Made up songs
that they're not real songs. She's making them up, and I'm smelling the cobbler, and I'm asking, "Is that done? It smells wonderful!
Amazing.
Oh my gosh,
it smells amazing! Always.
That's true.
So I actually must say, I'm pretty excited to try this.
We're gonna try the peach cobbler. This is the last thing on our taste testing.
This is one of Shapira's famous things that she bakes.
It smells great. I eat this, I would like to make a disclaimer. Talk about it and describe what we're eating.
Oh my goodness.
It is nice and orange in color. You can see that it looks like she used some nutmeg. You can see some seasoning in it. The crust is very flaky, nice and golden brown, and I'm going to taste it right now.
There is nutmeg in here. Mm. So pecan pie is also another thing.
Oh yes, I love to make pecan pies. I love to make all sorts of different kinds of pies.
This is really good. It has a little bit of spice to it. What is that?
Okay.
What is the spice? Like, it is spicy.
I'm just going to have one little piece. I can't overdo it.
What did you put in it?
I can't give away my secret.
Oh, no. Does it have cinnamon in it?
Of course it has cinnamon in there.
Okay. I can do a little bit.
Cinnamon and spice and all things
It tastes absolutely delicious.
It tastes great.
There are things that when you put it in your mouth, it's just like... explosions of flavors everywhere. So that's the peach cobbler.
I do.
Yes, it tastes really great if you top it with, you know, eggnog ice cream.
Oh my goodness, that would be so good.
Yeah, it gives it that little holiday kick.
Or you can top it with any kind of, you know,
I ice think cream out of all the baking goods, you won. You won. She won. She won.
She won.
Next time we're going to sing.
Let's not even talk about she won the baked goods contest, but she also won the cookie contest because.
No, she didn't. My ornament looks pretty doggone good. It does. You can tell it's an ornament.
It does look good. You know,
I actually like yours. I do like your ornament. I like, I'm not going to lie. I like Shapira's decorated cookie, which is a peppermint.
It is cute.
It looks great. I like Dolores's. She had did 1, 2, 3, 4 decorations. I really like her Pokemon one. And I like her ornament.
It's
that a wasn't Christmas a Pokemon
gift.
It that does not Christmas look like gift. A gift, but the ornament looks really, really good. My ornament looks good. I think that we all won.
Let's all say we're all winners.
Yep. Yes,
we are.
Yes,
we are all winners.
We are.
So family and friends, you know, these are some of the things that we do with our family over the holidays. And we look forward to it every year because of these things, these mm-hmm. stories and these fun times. And so we're just kind of curious. So what kind of gatherings do you do during the holiday? Are you used to participating in with you and your family over the holidays? And so how are things going to look this year? You know, obviously this year our guest list is a lot smaller, which is fine, but it still doesn't mean that there's not as much love or is not as much fun times and laughs. You know what I mean? It just looks different, feels a little different just because we can't have all the family around. But there are some people that are finding unique ways to connect with their family. For instance, virtually. A lot of people are doing that this year. For instance, over Thanksgiving, our family did a virtual meet on Google Meet.
That was pretty funny, it was a riot.
Watching our family from afar and,
it's
fun because it's like we see each other online or whatever, but when you actually get a chance to hear their voices and just remind yourself of how silly your family members are.
So even if you can't get together, you can still find a way to connect, even if it's a virtual baking party. You know, whatever way you can connect over the holidays. That.
Didn't somebody tell us they did a virtual baking party with their grandma?
Yep, it's possible. It's possible.
There are a lot of ways to stay connected, even though you're not there physically. I think finding ways to stay connected is really, really important. I know that with social distancing and what's going on nowadays, staying in the holiday spirit and finding ways to connect helps ground us individually and as a whole and as a family as well.
And we do. We miss. I mean, we usually have the whole family part of this. So we're missing their treats that they make as well. And birria and her pecan bars and her sweet potato pies. And she absolutely loves, I mean, Rice Krispie treats. You can never go wrong with Rice Krispie treats. And there's so many ways to make Rice Krispie treats.
I failed.
So
wait, not pecan pie, sweet potato pie.
Yes, that is, yes. So, and all of our family has a different
something that they bring
and something that they love to make. So yes, so make sure that you stay connected in some way. Find a way to, if it's not getting together, find a way to make the holiday special for you as well. So,
which brings us to our thought for the day. Our positive thought for the day is Christmas will always be as long as we stand heart to heart and hand in hand. Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss. Love that.
I do too. Yes. I wished he was my doctor.
Oh my goodness. Probably not. Oh my goodness. So don't forget to go to our Facebook page so that you can comment on the topic of today and let us know what you're doing, what kind of things you like to bake, what kinds of things your family is doing for the holidays. So go to our Facebook page at the Davis Sisters. You can also follow us on Instagram at the official Davis Sisters and visit our website to get your Davis Sisters t-shirt at davissisters.com. Thank you, Mariah and Sam and Olive for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And Olive is saying happy holidays to all of you.
Aww.
Oh, my grandbaby.
Oh. And thank you also, Treva, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, sister girlfriends. You will always be my sister girlfriend.
That's right.
Always, always.
Hey, everyone. I hope that you all have been enjoying listening to our podcast each day. But guess what? I'm here to talk to you about tomorrow's special virtual Davis Sisters Christmas from Home. So make sure to head over to our Facebook page and get all the information for how you can watch our Davis Sisters Christmas from Home.
Thank you for tuning into the Davis Sisters podcast. Until next time, family and friends, spread love.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. Love. It's all about the love.